You ready?
I'm ready. You ready?
Yeah. I can't wait. Hello, and welcome to Naked and Feral. I am Lisa Botello, and I'm an intimate sex coach.
And I'm Sandy J. Nelson, and I am a life coach.
And today we are going to be talking about something a little bit more serious than what we always do. We're going to be talking about manifesting, changing your way of thinking, changing your thoughts, changing your outlook on things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because I catch myself. Oh. I'm like I it's a pattern.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like trying to shift it right now and today's time.
It's so easy to believe anything negative, and it's so hard to believe the positive.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so hard to change your way of thinking.
Yeah.
You have to be aware and thought block and do all of that stuff we're going to get into today.
Yeah.
So, Miss Sandra.
Yeah, what?
I want to know, what is your strongest kind of tool when it comes to manifesting within yourself, changing your thoughts, changing your ideas?
Well, first of all, I want to say, like, an old pattern of mine, I used to worry a lot, mm-hmm. worry about sleeping, worry. And jinxing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, jinxing stuff, right?
Oh, like, yeah.
How many times do we jinx?
I was just talking to you about that this morning because I'm dating the most wonderful man Ooh. In the world. And I was like, should I even talk about him on the podcast? Because I don't want to jinx him.
Yeah. And I used to be the same way thinking that, but no.
There's no such thing.
Oh my gosh. No.
No.
Change your thought process on that.
Speak the good. Believe in the good. Think the good.
Believe in the good. And the power of the things unseen, mm-hmm. you know, and, I mean, Lisa, actually, like, I know if you guys were following us a couple episodes back, we talked about, like, not manifesting butthole pics.
Yeah, right? In the Costco.
And going, why me?
Why am I getting the butthole pics? And you're like, because you went into Costco and all they heard was butthole pics. And they're like, butthole pics on aisle 45. Yep, we have butthole pics. We have brown, yeah. pink.
Because yeah. you were going to the Costco universe and mm-hmm. going... I don't want butthole pics. So,
right.
With the butthole pics doesn't understand.
No.
They're going to send you that.
Yeah.
So, Lisa actually shifted that, mm-hmm. which is really, really cool. And she, you know, she did some tricks and trades that we, you know, tell some of our
personal clients. Oh, we have a lot. Yes. We have a lot of tricks in our bag that we deal with and tell our personal clients yeah. what to do and how to do it. And I'm telling you, as living, flipping proof, they work.
Yeah. And like some of the things, you know, like I wrote down some notes here so I won't forget, but it's so it might come. So
if it might come, it will probably come.
Yeah.
So instead of thinking, oh my gosh, like, okay, for instance, me in the dating world, me, oh my gosh, all they are is just assholes and crazies and batshit crazy. Start thinking, I might find my one.
Yeah.
I'm going to find my one and he will come. It's a thought change of, it's a way of thinking, being, and living.
Yeah. And then like you were like, say with a dude, you were like, oh man, I knew it. I mm-hmm. knew this was going to happen
mm-hmm.
because your thought was jinxing or...
I was already thinking, okay, this guy's going to be a total freaking psycho idiot before I even got to know him, right? And which is a negative thought, mm-hmm. which is getting me in a bad vibe, a bad space. And when he did, because I, you know, kind of uh-huh. created it, mm-hmm. turn into be the biggest asshole loser there is, it's like, I fucking knew it.
And then on top of that, you're like trying to believe in something good.
Yeah. So it's like a vicious cycle of crazy.
Vicious cycle of crazy.
Right.
So we got to change that thought process into speaking the good, thinking of the good, and thinking of good outcomes, mm-hmm. and really believing that God... the universe has your back.
Well, and think about it. We've been conditioned in society for so long. Two, like this old saying goes, expect the worst.
Yeah.
Hope for the best, but expect the worst, hope for the best. Or if I don't upplay it too much, I won't get let down too hard. Well, who says you're going to get let down?
Yeah.
You're the only one who just did. Don't expect the worst and hope for the best. Know that the best is coming to you.
Exactly. Exactly. So you shift that to mm-hmm. what if? What if, instead of what if something bad, what if something good?
Right.
The first time I entered my, like, mentor's world, man. I was like a mess. And I'm trusting, right, my intuition that God led me here. And it was like so perfect. So then I was like, okay, trusting that I landed here. And what if it works? Like, mm-hmm. what if it works? And I wrote down all over my house, mm-hmm. what if it works? So shift that thought process to what if it works?
Instead of, oh, I'll just, you know, expect the worst, but hope for the best. No. What if it works?
Yeah. And you did that special thing with manifesting, right? And mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden, Big T. Yeah. And it is just like,
he came into my world.
It's incredible, you guys. It is incredible. And I've had to like, and I'm so grateful it's the right time with my mind shifting even more with the good things instead of the jinxing, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. You know, it's all good and mm-hmm. trust it.
Mm-hmm. It is.
But she did this special thing.
Yeah. And if I wouldn't have did it, I don't know either. And this man just,
I don't know if he would have popped up.
No, he just waltzed into my life and I ran over all of the stuff that I did, the little trick that we did. And it's like, holy fucking balls. He's to the T.
To the T. Big T.
Big T. Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
My gosh. And I came here this morning and we were talking. I was just like in tears and just like so happy for Lisa, mm-hmm. you know, just so happy and, mm-hmm. and just trusting and
not jinxing. We're going to be talking about him and talking about my life because you know what? It's to be celebrated. It's not to be, oh, don't say that. You're going to jinx it.
Yeah.
No.
Celebrate it along the way.
Absolutely.
And all these things are just incredible.
Absolutely.
Like, say some of the things that, like, so Lisa has been stuck in her masculine for a long time.
Oh, my God. She's had. Let's just put it this way. Lisa's been stuck in her masculine all of her life.
All of your life?
I've had to be. From the way that my father was when I was a little girl to all the way through, I had to be stuck. I had to be in that masculine. I had to be in that, I'm going to take charge. I wasn't allowed to be in my feminine.
Oh my gosh. And Big T mm-hmm. is just like taking care of her. And Lisa's learning how to receive.
And I'm learning how to be more in my feminine now with a man. And it's,
oh my gosh, I just love it so much.
Yeah. It's amazing. It's uncomfortable at first for the women who are stuck in their masculine for a long period of time.
Oh my gosh, we could so get in a masculine because we're, so the different, like masculine is we tell people what to do. We take charge, right? If we don't see something that's going to happen, like
we're going to make it happen.
Females, mm-hmm. Alpha mm-hmm. females are like, we got to freaking make it happen. We're going to do this, this, and this, mm-hmm. right?
And to be in your feminine is to receive.
Yes.
And it's to let down those walls and those guards and that boss bitch kind of attitude. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I have to be a boss bitch out in the world. But when I come through that door and if he's here, it's gone.
I love it.
And then that way you can live in your natural divine.
I love it.
Feminine divine.
I mean, he's fixed her fence. She's needed a fence fixed for a long time. And listen, a long time ago, I remember being at Lisa's house and my husband and I, we had to help fix fence. And Lisa was the one that was like drilling the drilling the fencing. So Lisa's came a long way to be like, yeah. Oh, Okay, you're going to fix the fence for me?
Yeah, because I can do it myself.
Yeah.
I can do all of the things that he has did for me myself. But you know what? I don't want to.
Oh.
I know. I don't want to. And he...
Yeah, and we could do it together. You could do this stuff together, of course. And like we.
But he just wants me to look pretty.
I love it.
I do too. Because it's like, oh, hell yeah. I'm so tired of busting my balls like a dude out there doing stuff.
I know.
So, yeah. Yeah. And,
what just happened that he just took care of for you?
Oh, well, my tire sensor has been on. Like, my tire's low, and I'll fill it up, and I freaking hate it and everything. Well, he had just worked hard all day long. It was, like, up at 3 in the morning or 2, whatever he was up. Came home, and I had mentioned it, and he's like, where's your keys? Goes, fix another problem with my car.
And after he was done working his ass off
all day, like all day from early morning, goes and fixed my tire, goes and fixed my car and says, come on, baby, I want you to be as happy as I am. Go get dressed up. I want to spoil you and take you to dinner.
Yay! That is so like, it's magical. It's pure magical. I mean, like our clients, we say, when you enter our world and you actually really want to do the work and shift and change and do these things, it is like magic.
It is. To where if you're stuck in a negative, toxic thought process, you're actually going to be like,
yeah,
wow, is this really for true?
Yeah.
Is this really it? You know, but it's,
when we hang out with people, we borrow their belief systems. So, you know, you guys are listening here. So maybe you can borrow some belief systems, some mind shift change.
Borrow it from us. You know, if you lay with the dogs, you're going to get the fleas is another old saying. Hang out positive. Be with like-minded people. Be in a high vibe. That's why we have Girls Day Tuesday.
Oh my gosh. We need to speak more about Girls Day Tuesday because
we do.
We get together every Tuesday and we were doing this and it's just like, you know what? We should make this a thing. And then we were like, we should do a podcast like a year and a half ago. And then even this came to us, Naked and Feral, this and we didn't do it until the beginning of this year. I'm so grateful we did.
We have grown so much in our walk.
One of the things that I want to say is being in your feminine, like
you're like the receiving to be
the receiving. I've received like my shifting as a married woman has changed so much because like you guys know, I was like in a big, deep depression and, you know, didn't feel pretty or anything. And the self-confidence from the inside, you do the stuff from the inside, you do these things and you guys can like do our five
steps to feeling sexy at any age.
And it's only $11.
Right.
Anyways, do it, not do it. It doesn't matter. Just listen to this. Do whatever you feel. You listen to your intuition. But one thing I started with manifesting. I got a convertible and then I had to listen. I listened when I was, cause I could have came close to not getting that convertible.
Oh, I know. But you have to trust.
You have to trust and blindly. You have to receive and you have to listen to this and you have to do these things with manifesting. And then just recently I'm still in my feminine and guess what? My husband was like, hey, and I've always wanted a convertible Mercedes. And he's like, I just seen where we got your car here that they have a convertible Mercedes. I think he was going to get me another convertible Mercedes.
Wouldn't we look hot in a convertible Mercedes?
I know. And I think it's going to come later. I don't think that was the car, but I was willing to receive. He was willing to give. I mean, he's doing the masculine. I'm in the receiving. Man, I mean, ladies, you can shift this if you're, you know.
If you would only listen. Maybe we should do like a workshop for these women. Yeah. What do you girls think? Should we do a workshop and go into more depth about manifesting and how to do it?
Teeny beanie, eeny beanie tease. Like, remember when we did a tease of something? It could be like a 15 minute. It doesn't have to be an hour long. If it takes an hour, it takes an hour. We do a workshop and
teach you girls more about shifting your energies, shifting your thoughts.
Yeah. And And we'll put this on our social media, and you can tag us if you want to sign up for it. Should we do it free, or will we charge? We'll figure
it out. You know what? We'll figure it all out. Yeah. That sounds like it'd be fun to kind of, you know, give you girls a leg up. And then that way you can start to see the magic happening, like how we have. It's
magical.
It truly is.
And you are who you associate with, so.
You are. And if you're constantly around negativity, if you're constantly around Eeyores, you're good. That's in your head. I mean, that's going to be your inner monologue.
Are you complaining about other women?
Mm-hmm. Are you complaining about, oh my God, see, I knew I'd be sitting at this light for fucking 10 minutes. I should have went. No. Everyday life has thoughts. This is what I call, you know, start thought blocking. Start changing that. You know, once you start recognizing, oh my God, that was a negative thought. Maybe write it down like a little checklist. And then at the end of the day, be like,
yeah, you know what? Holy cow. She just caught me doing, and I couldn't believe I said it. I couldn't even believe, but you're so programmed for so long. Mm-hmm. What did I say? There was something that happened. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so stupid.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, no.
No. And she caught me, and I'm what a good friend. You're not stupid, you know, or whatever. And I never really say that. I don't think those thoughts. But
sometimes the past rears its ugly head because we've been conditioned for so long.
But it, and then it comes up and it's like, get this right. Let's fix this.
Start shift thought it. Blocking.
And you are not. You are brilliant. You have wisdom. You are magical. You are magic on legs. You are
sex on legs. Everything. And that's what thought blocking is. So she said, oh, I'm so stupid. Then it's like, oh, no, thought block. And then she filled her mind with, I'm powerful, I'm magic on legs, I'm magical, all of these things. And that's exactly what thought blocking is. And that's just a little tool.
Better feeling thoughts.
It is, which raises your vibe, which brings you more magnet energy, and you just start receiving.
Yeah.
For sure. I love it. But if you're having a hard time, do a little tally.
And look, you're a single mom. I mean, single lady or whatever.
I'm still a mama, but they're old.
Yes. Yes. And I'm married mama. Hot mamas. Anyways. Right?
Yes.
Hot. I don't know.
Exactly. Hot but, mama.
The only reason why I said that, because my husband gives me a coffee cup.
Why do you have to feel like you have to justify that?
I'm not. I'm just like, hot cup. My husband brings me a coffee cup every morning, and it says hot mama.
Aww, yeah, that's cute.
And you know, that was something I manifested. Yeah, I wanted my husband to bring me a cup of coffee every morning, and it's that was like one of the things that I shifted. And he brings me a cup of coffee every morning. I didn't ask him to. He just started doing it.
Because you were starting to be more in your feminine. And
my feminine. And he wants to. You don't make him.
There's no fun in making somebody do something.
Oh my gosh. And like, ladies, we get caught up in that, in the masculine. Because we, you know, I want you to do this, 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 this. And what were you saying about the list thing? I interrupted you.
Oh, tally, just to, when you're starting to thought block, you have to kind of consciously recognize whenever you're having a negative thought. So maybe keep a little paper in your car and do like a little every time you have a negative thought. And you'll start seeing as progression goes on through the week. Oh my gosh, Monday I had 27 negative thoughts that I had to block. Tuesday, maybe you'll have 25. And it just starts, and then you'll eventually see yourself down to maybe one or two negative thoughts that you're going to have to thought block. And when you're doing that, you are vibing high and in your feminine energy, and you're starting to receive.
Yeah, you're going to find all this stuff. Oh my gosh. And she's the intimate sex coach. And so also when it's, you know, receiving, you know, I don't know.
Big T definitely fills that fucking pig. I have never met my match before in my life.
Oh my God. Ooh, our
video. I got a little too excited. We said Big T and it started filling up all of our power energy. But no, yeah, I've never met my match before in my life. And dude,
I really feel like you
have. I have now. I'm not even, no, hands down. I'll admit. Holy cow.
So I think we should, we're going to end this podcast. You have your
I sure do. I got it already.
The next podcast is going to be about a little bit about, I don't know if some of you guys remember a show called the Harper Valley PTA.
It's a song. Harper Valley PTA.
You guys will have to look it up.
Yeah, look it up. It's all about being the kind of scarlet letter in a small town and rocking that shit.
Yeah, being you.
Abso-frickin-lutely.
So we love you, and thanks for listening, and thanks for being a part of
Naked
and Feral, because you, just like in football, you guys are the third part of the team. Like,
absolutely.
You got the team and the audience, and you guys are part of us, and absolutely, we appreciate and love you guys.
We love you. Mwah. Mwah.